Gatherings. You can book reservations by calling 620-343-7756. That's 620-343-7756. Mainstay Suites. Live like home.
KVUE News Time 827, Newsmaker 2 time today. Stephanie Anderson joining us to talk about Flint Hills Technical College Giving Tuesday.
Stephanie, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great.
Well, thanks for joining us here today. How are things in the office? Granted, it's probably pretty early yet.
You know, I chose to stay home so I could focus on my phone and not drive in. I actually live in Lebo, so I'm at home right now.
Understood. Well, how are things going here when it comes to Giving Tuesday efforts here for the Tech College?
Things are great. As I said before, obviously it's giving season, as you're going to experience later today with Match Day, but it is Giving Tuesday. Giving Tuesday is a national day of giving. It feels like everybody is trying to give and shop as local as possible so that we can keep our communities thriving, and that's what we're doing for Giving Tuesday. So we're encouraging people to donate for scholarships. 86% of our students rely on federal financial aid, and only 39% of them receive scholarships. So we're trying to fill that gap and get our students some better scholarships.
And do you have a lot? Yeah, you mentioned you have a lot of students take advantage of that, and in a lot of cases, that's the case. That's the difference between attending or really not attending, right?
It really is, especially when we have those non-traditional students. I mean, if they're focusing, if they have any financial stress on them, children having a job. A lot of our students have multiple jobs just to get them through. So those scholarships are really, really important. I saw that at our scholarship luncheon as I was sitting with a lot of our business and industry partners and the students that are in the room, even the student that spoke. He lives in Burlington and commutes, and he has a little girl. And so his scholarship really helped take that financial stress off of him.
I was going to ask, Stephanie, because this may sound like a no-brainer of a question, but there are going to be some people who are kind of thinking, okay, why do we need to maybe contribute here for scholarships? Because the students are just going to be at the college for a couple of years. But there's a much longer and wider impact than that.
There is. We also have a pretty solid 2+2 program with all of our colleges in the state of Kansas. So a lot of our students take advantage of that. I actually got my teeth cleaned by a student yesterday. There weren't very many people on campus, and she needed it for her final. She's a senior at Linden, and so when she takes the assisting program this year in her senior year, and then she will only have one more year, and she'll be able to go out and find a job.
Well, you bring up a good point, Stephanie. Stephanie Anderson with the Flint Hills Community Foundation with us on Giving Tuesday, and a good opportunity for you to donate Flint Hills Tech College scholarships and help the Wranglers out. And you mentioned the student in high school. Do you have a lot of students take advantage? That seems like there are. We've talked to a lot of Emporia High students that are taking classes at Flint Hills Tech College, and it really is a help to them.
Yeah, we do, and we have some that they get bussed in by the outside communities, so the smaller schools get bussed in, and they take advantage of our classes, which is great. They need that.
Stephanie Anderson again joining us. We lost you there for a second, Stephanie. Are you back with us?
Sorry.
Okay, go ahead. Yeah, continue your thought there.
Oh, you're fine. You're fine. So we're raising money for scholarships. You can also designate your gift. There is a section on the page where you can designate whatever program you want it to go towards. We have a lot of specific scholarships that are designated for the automotive or the culinary or dental. And so if you have something that speaks to your heart, you can absolutely give to that.
Stephanie, you've got partners here like the Masonic Lodge. You've got, Mason and Distinguished Alum Robert Nelson, Emporia Orthodontics that are, you know, helping to support with matching gifts here on Giving Tuesday. How important is that support, and how does that directly impact what's going to be happening?
Yeah, we have some wonderful business and industry partners. As you said, Robert Nelson, he was our Distinguished Alum last year. And so it's really important for those people to give. We rely heavily on a lot of those partners. As you can see, Kathy Pimple as well. They're important for our students and our community to grow.
All right. Well, Stephanie, if people want to donate, how can they do that?
FHTC.edu/foundation. Oh, and our highest donor is going to be hosted for dinner with President Karen Darty.
Oh, hey, nice. There you go.
Yeah, that's
it. We talked about it on Tech Talk last time, but I don't want to forget it. Yeah, our highest donor will be hosted for dinner. I don't know what the meal is. I think that she's open to having somebody choose what that is, but she's been gracious enough to host.
That sounds like a good bonus right there.
That's a big bonus, yeah.
Outstanding.
Yeah.
Well, Stephanie, before we let you go, let me ask you here really quickly what other ventures you have through the foundation in order to pump up scholarships once Giving Tuesday is done.
So we will have our third annual Wrangler on the Rocks, where we get a variety of different bottles of liquor that you can't find locally, and those will be silent auctioned off in gear up for the gala in April, of course. And we have some really cool bottles so far. We've got two from Singapore. We have a wonderful staff member that has family over there, and so he visited it and brought some a couple beautiful bottles. So pretty excited.
Sounds good, Stephanie. Thanks. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Stephanie.
Yeah, thank you. Have a great day.
Yeah, Stephanie Anderson, Flint Hills Technical College Foundation on this Giving Tuesday.
And if you want to be part of our morning show, we are starting to fill up the calendar here for the rest of the week.